differences in brain structure resulting from trauma or mental illness can make basic tasks like remembering an appointment difficult. Lou Morrow is the director of the Wellspring Clubhouse. She says the new cognitive remediation therapy improves brain function by making practice fun, and it will help clients looking for jobs.
It kind of looks like computer games. It's a specific software program that we'll be using that has exercises that are designed specifically to address areas of cognitive functioning.
Morrow says the therapy works because it actively rewires connections in the brain. Mark Salzer, a professor at Temple University, says this practice helps when used with other therapies.
If we're trying to help somebody in the area of employment, there are different evidence-based practices in that area. And there's some research suggesting that when you add cognitive remediation to that, it has an effect, it's an important effect. You know, we haven't found a cure yet.
And Salzer believes cognition isn't the only challenge. He says stigma is still the greatest barrier to employment. The grant will fund the program for 3 years. I'm Laura Benchoff for WHYY.